I'm going to show you how to stretch and relax and take tension off the neck and upper back. And we're going to do it in yin style, which is light tension over time, which helps us get deeper stretches, even down into the joint, ligament, disc, and spine level. So it's very important to do that style of stretching. We're going to do all six ranges of motion. First one we're going to do is the lateral bend. So I'm tilting my head to the left. Taking my right arm, I could add a little tension by pulling the right arm down, or I could just leave it there. Whatever creates light tension over time. Wherever you're starting out, start there. As far as tension goes, and as far as time goes, start from the beginning. Anytime you haven't done anything for a while, start from the beginning. You can always add more tomorrow, but the goal of exercising and fitness and getting better each day is not overdoing it, because that sets you back. Once you find your stretch, you may want to move around to hit a couple spots, but eventually you want to settle in and get still. Quiet your mind, quiet your body. And actually, if you need to, work on remembering to breathe deeper and slower and more relaxed. Remembering to let thoughts drift by and not solve every problem that's running through your head every second. Remember to relax your jaw, relax your shoulders. Thoughts come up, let them float by. When tension comes up, try to figure out why. Are you trying too hard? Are you stretching too far? Have you allowed thoughts to add tension to your body? And just get back to relaxing and stretching. Everything will still be there when you're done. But maybe you'll be just a little more prepared and have a better perspective to address those things in a more positive way. All right, I'm just shooting for right around 2 minutes the first time. Always come back slow. The more you stretch, the more you open things up, the slower you want to come back, just to make sure your body's ready for motion again. You don't want to surprise it. Let's go over to the other side. I think I may have mentioned six ranges of motion, which there are to the neck, but I like to also add a couple angles that hit some muscles that do a lot of work and get stretched a little bit better by just adding a little angle to them, and we'll go over those too. Just relax. If you want to play a memory, play your favorite memory. Play a thought. That's a positive thought. Or just try to create space and see what goes in and out of that space. But make sure you're guarding your mind. Don't just let anything in, especially things that aren't true about who you are. Minimize what you're capable of. Basically anything that doesn't support that you're amazing and there's only one of you. And nobody in this world can do what you've been put here to do. Just be you and go do it. one next right thing at a time. All right, once again, nice and slow coming back. If you need to use a hand assist, you can do that. I'm gonna work some angles. I'll work the front and back, and then I'm gonna do rotation. Then I'm gonna show you one of my favorite upper back stretches, which you could do on the ground or on the ball. I'll do it on the ball. All right, let's do some of the angles. So the angle I'm shooting for is right down here. This is the yes-no muscle. This is the muscle that shortens when we're looking down, texting, reading, watching TV on the couch or bed. And in addition to caring for each muscle, we want to make sure each muscle is flexible, balanced. Take as much tension off it as we can, as often as we can. And if we can win that battle against the amount of stress we're putting on our body will move towards better health. All these stretches I do for my neck, I'm doing it with a lifting up component. I don't just push my neck to the side or push my neck back or push my neck forward because that jams the joints together. I lift and go for height. And then once I've captured the height, I slightly add the angle or I slightly add the back or I slightly add the forward. But my main goal is height. It's the same for my neck. It's the same for my lower back. I'm always going for length first. All right, now I like to do the back side now. Now these muscles are getting overstretched a lot. So they could be sore from being overstretched. But to balance the neck and to make sure you have the curve in the neck, these need to be stretched, and these actually need to be strengthened a little. They're plenty strong. I don't mean strengthened that way. I almost mean just maybe shortened a little by doing curve work or keeping your head in a good posture so that the muscle is strong but in a more appropriate length. Because when it gets overstretched and lengthened, that's when we lose the curve in our neck. And we need to have it at a length that promotes the curve and is flexible and is strong. Just like we need the front to be flexible, the appropriate length and strong. They all work together. Do the other two angles now. Remember, up first and forward, and we're lengthening this short muscle that shortens a lot for most people. Up, 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 and then just a little tension on the angle. So I'm protecting the joints in the back and lengthening the front. I never do anything for a muscle that comes at the cost of the joints. Because the joints protect the brain and the nervous system, and the longer the spine can last, the better those nerves will be protected, and those nerves do everything in your body. So that is the number one thing, in my opinion, that we need to care for in our body. Not that you would want it, but you could almost get a replacement for anything else. Hips, knees, hearts, lungs, teeth, hair, all have replacements. The spine does not, and it protects the most important thing in our body, the brain and the nerves, the master control system of the body. Every once in a while, you need to remind yourself about that length. And just relax. Let's go to the back side here. Make sure you set a little timer for yourself or stop the video for whatever you're at. If that's at 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minute. I'm trying to do enough to give you information, but not so much that you have to do exactly what I'm doing. Time-wise. Because posture-wise and form-wise are very important. Good. Now straight down. Two big muscles that go along the side of the spine. Five layers of back muscles we have. Remember, length. And I'm trying not to lose length through here either. I'm not just trying to slump down. I'm trying to have my lower spine straight, my core engaged so I can do abs while I'm doing this. Not overly doing because I'm trying to relax. Let the head hang down. I'm doing it with length. I'm not just letting it crunch down in the front. If you want, you can even come up before you get settled and sit with your toes tucked under on your feet. If you want to stretch your plantar fascia, which a lot of people have problems with for their feet. Feet need love too. They're in those shoes all day working hard for us. So we need to roll them, stretch them, care for them. All right, settle in. Okay, then we'll stretch the front. Now the front are good because they're always looking down, so this stretch is going to be noticeable in pretty much everybody. So up tall, I'm going up, 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 up with my head, and then just slightly lifted my chin a little to create the back effect. But I'm not just leaning my neck back and pushing on the joints in the back. I am not leaning back and pushing the joints on the back. I'm going up and then lifting my head. So I'm sort of swooping up and slightly back to create length here. You can go in this position. If you want to use your head weight a little more, you can get your shoulders back. Remember, protect your knees, protect your core, tuck your tail under so you're not jamming your low back. Let your shoulders come away and down away from your head. Let your neck lengthen and slightly bring the chin up to create that swooping up and slightly back motion to stretch the front of your neck. If you have your mouth open, it stretches less. If you close your mouth, feel the tension increase. You might as well keep your mouth shut and keep that tension there and just not go back as far. Because it's better to not go back far and stretch than it is to have to go back further because your mouth is open. Just a little neck bonus and bonus for the spine. Bonus for the front of your neck, just to have that chin up to create the tension. Anything irritates the neck, anything irritates the upper back, shoulders, hands, pain, numbness, tingling, do not do it. It is not right for you. There may be something happening with your spine or the joints or something back there that isn't allowing that space available to stretch. So it's not the time to stretch. Get the joints fixed first. Always get the joints fixed first so the nerves can be protected, and then you add flexibility to the muscle and they'll work great together. But never, never push into unhealthy joints, even if it's for a positive thing like stretching. Okay, come back nice and slow from that one. For rotation, I like to do it on my belly because I like to get gravity to help me. But for everybody, your neck may not turn that far. So let's adjust that first. You can turn your head to the side and go to whatever it lets you go to, light tension over time, up to 2 minutes. I'm gonna do both sides. If you want to add a little extra stretch, you can pull the arm across. That would be option one and option two for both sides. If you have a little more range of motion, you can turn your head to the side and let your head rest on your hand and just let gravity turn your head a little. Light tension over time. This is one of the nicer stretches because pretty much if you just find some light tension, all you got to do is relax. You don't have to hold yourself up or figure out the other 640 muscles that you're not using of the 650. If it bothers you to lay on your belly for your back or anything, you could always put a pillow under your hips and sort of lift them up a little. That can help. That can also help you if you're a belly sleeper and your back bothers you when you belly sleep. Put pillows under your hips. Side. Same thing, find a nice position. If it's like this, if it's like this, wherever you're at is good. Just light tension over time. Two to 8 minutes. But start with where you're at, even if that's 10 seconds or 20 seconds. Don't wrestle yourself. This is supposed to be relaxing stretching. Remember to set your timer for each one. So you can find out where you're at and make sure you're doing it nice, evenly timed for balance so that each muscle is getting worked the same on both sides. I like to end with a little front to back because we've done tilting, we've done angles, we've done rotation. So I just like to end with a little stretch down and then a nice stretch up. I know my head's going to be down more than it's up today. So I like to spend a little time, create a little more length in the front because those are the ones that shorten and those are the ones that need it. I may add the front plus a little angle, just explore. I may see if anything's tight and give it a couple breaths. Find if something's tight, give it a couple breaths. Make sure I got good lift, make sure I'm up good, make sure I'm not jamming the back of my neck, make sure I'm not jamming the back of my neck, and I'm lifting from the front, whether I'm doing my neck or my low back.
Sometimes a big inhale can add to your stretch from the inside, and then a nice exhale allows for that relaxation and lengthening effect so that the next inhale goes a little further. But I'm not rushing it, I'm just following the breath. If it makes space, I may take a little, and if it doesn't, I'm fine right where I'm at. Nice. All right.
So, one arm and across. In this case, it's my right. My left arm's going over, and I'm crossing over. My back is opening up. My shoulder blades are spreading apart. And I'm leaning over the ball to get nice pressure where I got good balance. And just letting that head and body drop. I'm just going to relax and breathe here. Same thing. Work your way up to a couple minutes, light tension over time. You would do the same thing, but on the floor. If you wanted to do the floor or you didn't have a ball. You can also do this kneeling over onto the edge of your bed or onto the edge of the couch. And I'll go to the floor one just to show you. And then I'll do the other way with the left arm underneath. There, so same thing here, just letting that down. If you feel like being on your belly has tension in your back, once again, you can put a pillow under your hips. You can try to move your hips out a little, couple different ways, see if that takes tension off. By rolling your toes out and your heels in, like almost like frog, or if you keep them straight, whatever works. We're working on the upper back. Okay. Let's do the switch. Left arm under now, and right arm over. You want to make sure that each time you have one on the bottom and then the other on the bottom. Sometimes you could forget, so you just have to do one of them twice just to make sure you get the other one. But at least make sure you get each side once. Most times it works out, but if you get interrupted, sometimes you're like, I forget which one I did. But definitely nothing to worry about. Just do the other side. I'm just finding where the tension is, where my elbows and shoulders are safe and my hips are good. I got good balance so I can really relax and let some of the muscles go that I'm not stretching right now. To make it extra confusing, sometimes because the body parts are reversed on the camera, if somebody does the same side or you did the different side because you were watching and didn't realize it was the right or left, it gets really confusing. So whatever you do is fine. You can always stop the video and do the other side. Have a laugh. Nothing to worry about. Sometimes the toughest part is just slowing down, not worrying about your list, and just really being present and relaxing in the pose, which is good for the stretch and is good practice for life. Being present. Getting the most out of where you're at. Okay, there's a couple I'm gonna show you. You got the concept, 2 to 3 minutes. I just wanna show you, because these are in other videos, but it's just really good as part of this whole neck and upper back routine. Arm out on your belly. You can stretch the shoulders and the chest. Here, this would be version 1. This would be version 2. This would be version 3. And just relax there. I'm just gonna do 5 breaths. Good to have a support for your neck here so you don't have to hold it up. If you wanted to do more shoulder, you'd bend your arm 90 degrees and just let it stretch like that. You can use this hand sort of push if you want to stretch into the shoulder a little more. Once you bend that hand, you really can't rotate as far as you did when it was out straight. Do both sides for balance. I'm on my left side now. I just did my right side. Option 1. Remember, you could use this hand for help. Option 2. And then option 3. The shoulder version, bend, remember I'm just doing 5 breaths on each side, but you can stop the video and pick it up again if you're doing yin style, which you should be, and I do. Just in this situation, it's more instructional. Get yourself to relax. Good. All right, 2 more, because sometimes I don't know when to stop. So we did the neck, now we're doing the upper back. We've done the upper back, we've opened the back, we've opened the chest. So I'm gonna show you from the side view. Now we're trying to get the effect of stretching backwards down through here. So sort of walk yourself forward. Walk your hands back. So I'm still protecting my knees, still protecting my hips, still tucking my tail under, still lengthening my lower back, protecting my neck, keeping it neutral. Letting the hands go back, protecting my elbows by keeping a slight bend. But I'm getting a real nice stretch on the front of my shoulder. You can go down as far as you like. Slow. All right. Now we're going to stretch here. This is going to lengthen in through here. So the last one, we're going to do like a puppy pose. So hips stay over knees, arms reach forward, and when I got a nice little stretch there, then you lengthen by letting your chest drop down to the ground. Want to add it to a chair, a couch, a bed, or a ball, you can go even a little deeper, but you don't have to. Light tension over time. 2 to 8 minutes. Start where you're at. Build slow. Build to last. All right, so that'll be great at loosening your neck, loosening your upper back, loosening your chest, loosening even down your upper back a little in between your shoulder blades. Those areas do a ton of work. They take on a ton of stress each and every day. And if that stress keeps getting added one day after another, the tension continues to build. So it's our job to unwind that tension so our body can heal. We give our body a little bit and it gives us 10 times the return in health. These couple minutes of stretching each day to take the tension off allows our body to heal for the next 23 hours and 40 minutes instead of allowing the tension to continue to build and our health to decline. So make sure you're taking a couple minutes to stretch each day, take the tension off, and your body will do the rest. The results will be amazing. Your health will improve if you're stretching and taking tension off faster than you're putting it on. Your body will last longer. You'll be able to be more active. You'll be able to do whatever you enjoy doing better, and you'll recover faster, and you'll be much happier having a healthy body and taking care of yourself than trying to get your health back once you lose it. Just a suggestion.